Hi there. Here's Outside the Box, trying to be transparent about everything. Today's topic is conflict of interest. Recently, a major decision by Maine's Public Utilities Commission about whether or not to grant a permit to a multinational corporation to take water from the town of Fryeburg was put on hold. Two of the three commissioners acknowledged a conflict of interest. In one case, it took public pressure for over a year for the commissioner, Thomas Welsh, to recuse, even though Welsh had previously been the attorney for the company trying to get a permit. The third commissioner had indirect ties to the company as well. And, not to be outdone, so did Maine's public advocate, who was supposed to represent the interests of the public in the case. Unfortunately, there are many situations where there are conflicts of interest, but often they don't come to light or are even ignored. What is a conflict of interest? One definition is, quote, any situation in which an individual or corporation, either private or governmental, can exploit a professional or official capacity in some way for their personal or corporate benefit, unquote. Examples include insider trading, nepotism in hiring of relatives or friends, research studies paid for by a company that would be helped by the results, and anyone giving advice in which they themselves might benefit. Doctors recommend pills from companies that give them free samples and sometimes kickbacks, and the media generally won't run stories criticizing their advertisers out of fear of losing advertising dollars. Very occasionally, conflicts of interest might be illegal. Sadly, they're usually considered the norm. Where it seems most egregious to me is in the realm of legislative politics. What a legislator or member of Congress votes for or against is often influenced by campaign contributions. There are umpteen correlations between how much a candidate receives from a particular corporation, labor union, or individual, and how often the legislator votes for what the donor supports. In Maine, reporting procedures for conflict of interest are very lax, and disclosure forms do not require much information. A Maine Center for Public Interest Reporting article in 2012 found $235 million in contracts between 2003 and 2010 that went to businesses or organizations in which legislators or high-level state employees had a personal interest. Likely almost every vote on appropriating money in the Maine legislature involves some legislators voting for a law that would benefit them financially in a greater than average way. How do we prevent these conflicts of interest? The best solution is to avoid them entirely. If you're a politician, don't take large contributions. Don't vote on contracts that would benefit friends and family. Don't accept favors or freebies. Even better, we could also require legislators to recuse themselves from voting on bills where they would benefit more than a certain percentage above the average resident. If they own stock in a petroleum company, don't let them vote on bills regulating fuel consumption. Bankers or lawyers who are legislators should not be voting on proposals to limit tort claims or require more state oversight of banks. Now, you might say, that would mean many legislators with multiple financial interests would have to recuse themselves from many votes. Yes, and so be it. Let them divest completely from all major economic ties if they want to offer so-called public service. There are a lot of very competent people with small incomes and assets and fewer financial ties that could represent their constituents without being tempted to vote based on their own financial gain. Legislators should be voting in the public interest, not for their personal interest. When you discover someone who has a conflict of interest, do you say something, even if the person is a relative or friend? Have you been involved in conflict of interest situations? What did you do? I'm Larry Danziger, sometimes tempted to support policies that will benefit me when I know it's going to hurt a lot of others.